at the Guantanamo Bay prison camp in Cuba. U.S. military authorities are informing prisoners of their new rights. Late last month, the Supreme Court ruled that the foreign detainees, picked up in Afghanistan and elsewhere, have the right to use U.S. courts to challenge their imprisonment. NPR's Jackie Northam is at Guantanamo Bay and has been observing the prisoner notification. And Jackie, how's it being done?
Well, Melissa, as you said, we did have the opportunity to watch and listen to this procedure. How it works is if a detainee can read, then they're simply handed the one-page notice. Otherwise, it's translated for them in their own language. And it takes about 7 minutes per detainee to do this. And there didn't seem to be any sort of interaction between the detainee or any of the military personnel. What the notice says is that the prisoners now have the right to challenge their detention in one of these newly created military tribunals. It says they'll be provided with what the military calls a personal representative, who's an officer, but the detainee won't be given a lawyer. However, they'll be given a written account of any unclassified evidence against them. It's going to take a few more days to get through this notification process, and no clear indication when these new tribunals are going to start, but the word imminent is used often out here.
Now, in addition to imprisoning these detainees, the U.S. is also questioning them. What can you tell us about the interrogations that are underway at Guantanamo?
Well, this is, you know, I also had good access today, very good access to the chief of interrogations here, as well as a senior interrogator. And they went through very carefully with us the methods that they use, the methods that they're allowed to use, and how much info they're still able to glean out of some of these detainees. You know, some of these prisoners here have been at Guantanamo for more than 2.5 years. And still, the interrogators today said they're still getting valuable information off them. The other thing is, I was able to see an interrogation in process.
What was that like, Jackie, the interrogation that you observed?
It was fascinating. We were allowed to watch for about 20 minutes behind a two-way mirror, so we couldn't hear what they're saying, but we were able to watch them. The room that they were in was just a 12 by 12 plain room, almost sterile, white walls, white ceiling, light carpet, and it is soundproof, and it's sparsely furnished, two chairs and a table and an iron ring in the floor to restrain the detainee if necessary. The prisoner we watched being interrogated was an older man, very heavy set, long gray beard. The interrogator, though, was a very young man, a real baby face, and he was dressed in civilian clothes. And as you watched over the course of the 20 minutes, you could see them interact, and at times the detainee looked like he was the teacher and the interrogator was the student. Then it would switch, and they looked to be on equal footing. And then there are times when it's very clear who the jailer was and certainly who the prisoner was. So it was an interesting process to watch.
Jackie, of course, there have been a lot of questions recently about interrogation tactics, and I suppose there's no way of knowing whether this was a typical interrogation or not.
Well, that's it. I mean, when you're at Guantanamo Bay, you see really only what they want you to see. But again, the areas where we were shown, they're a far cry from the sort of dungeon-like cells of Abu Ghraib prison. Everything is monitored here, although the interrogations are not videotaped. They've made that very, very clear. They don't want it to be used as evidence in any court trial. So again, we're here, we're at their mercy, but it's, you know, you get some sort of idea about how the system runs here.
What are the physical conditions under which these prisoners are being held, Jackie?
Well, you know, we saw quite a number today. Physically, they look fine, again, but we're at the mercy of the military officers here. So there you go.
Jackie, thanks very much.
Thank you very much, Melissa.
NPR's Jackie Northam talking with us from Guantanamo Bay.